I think you're going to enjoy the person you're about to meet. He was in last night, courtesy of the Harmony in the House concert series in Harmony, Pennsylvania, and Dennis McCurdy. He has a new album called The Fall and Further Decline of the Mighty King of Love, and his name is Phil Lee.
Every time you call my name, I wanna shoot myself. That's a crying shame every time. Ooh, every time. And every time I look upon your face, every time I look upon your face, every time I see your face, I start to hate the entire human race. Every time. Every time. Every time I hear a lonesome train, every time I even think I hear a train, every time I hear a lonesome whistle blow, I wanna leave and not come back no more. Every time, every time. Every time I look into your eyes, every time I look into your eyes, every time I look into your eyes, I see rotting meat and buzzing flies. Every time, every time.
And every time I chance to see you new,
every time I chance to see you new, every time I see you new, I wanna give your number to another dude every time. Oh, every time.
Phil Lee at the Saturday Light Brigade. I normally don't ask a question like this. How's that for an introduction to a question? But it's almost like you're playing clawhammer style banjo as you play.
This thing sounds like different things in different places.
Yeah. Well, I meant actually your technique, the rhythm of it.
Technique?
Neat. Yeah.
I got technique.
So there you go.
I woke up this morning and all of a sudden, it's technique I got.
Tell me about your life in music. Did you play instruments as a child growing up?
No, I was. What did I do? The tennis racket, I guess, is the first instrument. Tennis racket, mirror.
There's a lot of strings to master when you play that.
Not really. Now, there was really not much of that technique of which you speak involved. But I look good doing it, and I still like to think that's probably the advantage I have over most musicians, real musicians. I look good doing it. But I like that idea. Can you write that down? Put that in the bio, clawhammer style.
No, there's a bit of a clawhammer sort of a. Now, you're playing kind of a
I was just using a pick on that one. But I can do, you know, I am a finger picker of, you know, I figured I would learn how to do that, which is just a recent acquisition in my arsenal of
musical tricks.
Yeah, because I had to go solo, you know. It's like it got too expensive to carry musicians around. Even stopping by the blood bank to pick them up and the methadone clinic.
Now, you've got a...
They did want to eat.
You've got a resonator style guitar there.
This is the Republic resonator guitar. It's imported from China. And I'm hesitant to mention that it's who makes these things, but.
Well, it's a nice instrument.
It's a great instrument for, I can get them for you wholesale. You
yeah,
know?
And it's, you mentioned it sounds different places.
It does. Sometimes it sounds exactly like a banjo.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time it sounds like what it is, which is the resonator guitar, which is made out of hubcaps and bumpers.
Yeah, if you've seen a Dobro, which is the Dobro brand resonator guitar, but everybody calls them a Dobro, kind of the Kleenex of the musical instrument world. But yeah, a guitar with a hubcap in the middle is kind of what it looks like.
And it's you know, as a solo act, it really helps to break up the act and do stuff like that. So it gives everything you do that kind of skiffly kind of, you know, blues.
Well, and folks I know that play, and that rhythmic, the only word I have for it is, you know, the thumb strum and the claw hammer. So, I'm not used to hearing that on Dobro. It sounds great. Now, where'd you grow up?
North Carolina.
Where about?
Durham. Duke University.
And then now you're in Nashville.
Nashville. We've got a house in Nashville, a house in Cayucas, California.
Excellent. And I know you've been touring the UK and Europe as well as
actually, US. I'm going from here straight across to Montana, hitting Chicago, Milwaukee, Streetsboro, Ohio, all the big towns. And then July and August, I'm in Europe, Scotland, you see, France, Belgium, Holland.
Wow. That's amazing.
I'm living the dream.
Do you think you are? It sounds like you are.
Yeah, cool things till I'm dead.
Yeah.
Trying to get Bob to quit his job, leave his kid behind, and go out there. And...
Now, Bob is here with Amos, his son, and they're attentively watching the spot. You said take it, Bob, during that song.
Bob. Lonesome Bob. That's the Lonesome Bob sitting over there.
Ah.
And it's Lonesome Bob only because Paternity Suit Bob didn't have the same commercial
have that same ring
to
no.
it.
But it's
the least lonesome human being.
I'll be explaining that one.
Yeah, yeah. Josh or Josh. Yeah,
they're hearing
Amos.
It in Phoenix today too. So
it's time. Let's hear another song. What would you like to do next?
I'm going to do one that Dennis requested last night and did not get to hear because, besides being really good, I'm also the laziest man in show business.
Good looking, lazy, all these great characteristics.
Okay, this is called Just Some Girl, and it's not one of the happier songs, but it's been recorded by a few people. Just some girl, she was plain and stout. She was nobody's dreamboat, nothing to write home about. Her hair, it was not like silk. Her skin was not like milk to the civilized world. She was just some girl. Oh, now some girls are born holding the aces. You never see tears rolling down their faces. Oh, now some girls have dreams. Some girls get choice. Encouraging voices assure their place in the world. She was just some girl. She was painfully shy, sometimes for no reason. She'd sit home and cry with no one to touch her, no one to tell her, I'll see you tomorrow, I love you baby, sleep tight. Some girl
no things nobody taught them. They wear pretty clothes. Somebody else bought them. Some girls have schemes and some one who listen. Green eyes that glisten and a mouth full of pearls. She was just some girl. Down in the shadows of a willow, they found her so wasted away. No one could say just what it was. It was just some girl, someone no one would kiss. Somebody no one would cry for. Someone no one would miss. Her mama's gonna cry some, though. Her papa's gonna miss her. So there's a hole in their world. She was just some girl.
Phil Lee, live in our studios, the Saturday Light Brigade. You mentioned that's been covered by a few folks as well.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my feel-good tunes. You can walk away from that.
A toe tapper. Yeah.
Yeah. But only one person died in that one, so. What's the...
I can remember hosting bluegrass programs, and, you know, there are a few happy bluegrass songs, but
oh, man, we were just playing one in the back room.
Yeah.
If I should wander back tonight.
Would you be waiting?
Yeah. Song of Hope.
There's a million of them.
Yeah.
Let's play bluegrass. Enough of this Phil Lee guy.
Yeah.
Bores me anyway. So. Dennis said you were, he said, you're like Larry. He's old like us. Not even close.
Oh, well, thanks.
What are you, 15?
That's what
now he says.
Now Dennis,
I didn't say that.
Dennis is
a
here
few
from
years
Harmony
younger
in the House.
I didn't say. I said he's got to be at least 10 or 15 years younger than us.
Well, that's you know.
I said he's not old like us.
The definition of middle age.
Oh, okay, not. I guess that's an important little.
It's a clarifier.
Now Amos is here. Amos, how old are you?
Nine.
So Amos brings the average age down to the room right away.
To 92.
And Amos would appreciate the fact that middle age is defined. You know the definition? It's 20 years older than whatever age you are.
If I live to be 120, I'm middle aged.
It's Woody Guthrie's 100th birthday is right
about
now.
I rewrote a Woody Guthrie song for him.
What's that?
I rewrote a Woody Guthrie song.
Did you really?
So long it's been good. Oh, yeah.
So long it's been good to know you.
He needed, I know everybody thinks he's pretty good.
Well, he'd appreciate being folk processed a little bit.
It's not like he didn't take liberties with his own songs, and I figured.
It's a good song. You know, a lot of people don't sing the introduction to that song.
What song has been good to know you?
Yeah.
I sure didn't.
Yeah, they begin, da 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 da. There's a... opening bridge, and I can't think of the words to it now. I should know it. But anyway, Phil Lee is here. And,
not Woody Guthrie.
Not Woody Guthrie. And Phil's got a new, when did the new CD come out?
February.
So The Fall and Further Decline of the Mighty King of Love. I guess, are you the Mighty King?
That's a title sort of rife with irony, but yeah, that would be me. Tom Mason, our friend, was talking about how tough it was since he started his pirate act. Now he's got to be a pirate all the time. That's
yeah.
it. Try being the mighty king of love.
And I'll let you go to the website to get a look at Phil. I don't think I could do it's philleeone.com. I don't think I could do him justice, but it's sort of an upscale Johnny Cash, all in black with a nice black cowboy hat on.
Oh, yeah.
Silver amulet kind of thing, locket.
I'm all about show business, man.
How long have you been doing this?
I started out on television back in 1966 or seven. I drummed on, we would open up for the Farm News on WRAL television, the Homer Briarhopper and the Daybreak Show.
Now that's in Raleigh, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jesse Helms, I don't know if anybody remembers Jesse, he's been gone for a while, but he was the station vice president. So
is that right? So, yeah. So a farm, was that a daily? Show.
Every morning before I'd go to school, I'd go do the good morning, neighbors. And we'd do all the country hits of the day. And that was just when country music was really country music.
Sure, it was still, but you know, classic country. You know, when I was driving, we just got back from Jekyll Island, Georgia. So I drove through a lot of North Carolina. And there's a station in Galax, North Carolina. Which is right near Mount Airy, that has live bluegrass from their Rex Theater. And it was a kick to listen to this station. It sounded like WSM in Nashville would have sounded 50 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like with the 10 watts, like three blocks of
this station
power.
This station actually boomed out pretty well, and we had a ball listening to them.
I love that. There's so much of the South still in operation.
Yeah,
that was the good part of it.
You need to look for it and appreciate it. So doing that as a kid had to be a real kick. And
I didn't appreciate it at the time because I had to get up at 4 in the morning. And I think that's when I started drinking? I was, what, 14, 15?
Yeah, you'd be having milk. And
but it was the real deal. Homer Briarhopper had hits in the 40s, and Clyde Moody, the waltz king of the nation, surely you remember the Shenandoah Waltz. He was on the show, hated me, because drums were not supposed to be in bluegrass.
Sure, unless you're the whites. Like, yeah, that's exactly. There's a few.
According to Clyde Moody, who was an original bluegrass boy with Bill Monroe, he didn't, but we ended up doing his songs, and they sounded like Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Oh, that's great.
And he began to think at that point he was 109, that he had a chance to get back in the limelight. So he decided to warm up to me a little bit. But.
Wow, we had a guy here in Pittsburgh who just passed away, Slim Bryant, who lived to 101, and Slim and the Wildcats did that same kind of program here in Pittsburgh. And he was still picking, you know, at 101. Really great guy. Phil Lee is who is here right now, and he was at Harmony in the House last night. Hope you had a good crowd for him last night.
We did. We had a real good crowd. Had a full house.
Oh, terrific. And Phil, what would you like to do next? I want to be sure we get plenty of music
the
in. You'll have to leave the studio for that.
I can do that.
I don't know. You have another request there, Dennis?
Oh, yeah. 25 Mexicans.
Another upbeat tune.
Another upbeat song.
Mexican. They live in the house where I was born. That's fine. It don't worry me none. I got nothing to get them Mexicans. I watch them work like the worker bee, building them roads, chopping down trees, doing the job my kind won't. Sometimes they smile, most times they don't. Well, across the borderline, they stream to a better life, it would certainly seem. far from home, they have to come, make some money, send a little bit home. In the trailer trucks, in the minivans, pack it like a sardine in the sardine can. Oh now, mama, wanna leave the candles burn for one day. I will return. Mexicans in the boiling heat of a Texas sun, left to die in Hidalgo. It's about a half of a mile from Mexico. Well, you drive the truck, boy. That's the deal. You're just some guy behind the wheel. Get their money, well, all you can. Don't worry about them Mexicans. Oh, mama, mama, leave the candle burn. For one day, I will return.
That's a fine song from Phil Lee and Lissa, I think it is. Lissa is a Bottle Brush Gallery regular who really loves that song, and MJ wrote to thank you for playing it. And speaking of hellos, Nick in New York City tuned in. Hi, Nick and Susan. They're getting ready for work today, which is good. And
it's Saturday. Take today off.
Yeah. Well, they're actors, so it's good. If you're working on a Saturday, I assume they're acting.
They're working on the still
today. it's good if they're on the stage. They're trotting the boards.
Really?
Yes.
Musicians.
Galadriel also writes, and Galadriel, thanks for your kind words. And I think that gets us up to date. If you're tuned in Phoenix, welcome. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's our maiden voyage with you today, and we're glad you're tuned in. This hour of SLB always features live music, either regionally here in our area or people traveling through. We had an hour of youth expression prior to this, and then some games for kids and adults before that. And you tuned in on a good day. We have Phil Lee here with us, who has grabbed the Republic once again.
It's my favorite toy.
Yeah.
Can we have some na-na-na-nas?
Sure.
Gentlemen, this is off the brand new record, Fall and Further Decline of the Mighty King Above.
I like your big brown eyes, the way you wear your hair, the way you paint your toes, baby, like the clothes you wear. When you take the clothes off, I like what's under there.
I like the way you twist,
I like the way you hug, I like the way you kiss, the way you jitterbug.
when you call my name. I like everything. I like everything. Everything you do. Everything you don't. Baby, I like that too. When you call my name. I like everything. The way you talk, oh, that Yankee talk. I like the way you walk on. Every time you walk, like your big fat brain. Baby, like everything. I like the way you cry. I like the way you smell. I like the way you smile. Baby, like the lies you tell. I love to hear you sing. Baby, like everything. I like everything, na, na, na. Everything you do, na, 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 na. The way you break my heart, na, 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 na. Babe, I like that too, na, 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 na. Have I made it plain, na, 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 na. I like everything, na, 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 na. You're not singing like me. You have a headphone on your head. Everything, na, 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 na. Everything you do, na, 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 na. The way you break my heart, na, 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 na. But like that too, na, 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 na. Have a minute, play, na, 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 na. I like everything. Na, 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 na. Ba-da, ba-da.
I got in on the nanas there at the end, Phil Lee.
That's $5.
Yeah, I was thinking of actually. Lots of things run through my head as I sit here.
What is he going to say next?
I'm sure. Well,
is that one of them?
No, not really. I have complete faith. But no, I was thinking of where else does na 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 appear in music? Because I was thinking of, you know, ba na ba na do 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 do, and then I thought of the Batman theme song, and then I thought of that, you know. Today's the Penguins play, you know, tonight.
Oh,
and,
man. I was thinking of Mr.
So I was thinking of songs with na-na in it, which is what you do when you've been playing records for a long time. Mm-hmm. You just start to think of those things. But that was a good song with na-na.
Love na-na. And I love all that kind of stuff.
I was actually thinking, you know, I had a lot of time to think over the past couple weeks because we were gone. Of thinking a lot about scatting and vocalese and rapid singing and how certain consonants like make sense for that and how you could probably really study. I'm sure people have studied the language to figure out what do you do. Like na 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 works really well.
Well, we had to eliminate the shananas because there was too many. It was too much.
I thought maybe it was copywritten.
Or either that or we made a mistake.
We're copyrighted.
We have a team of barristers standing by just in case we have to be defended.
That's good because they'll be able to help the lawyers.
Well, we got our own guy. I mean, yeah. He doesn't dress like a lawyer. He doesn't look like much, but he's...
Why is a barrister also a bookcase, Dennis? you know?
Because it's British pretense. I mean, you know, that's all I can say. Over here, we're just attorneys.
We're just attorneys. That's okay. Right. But anyway,
be so hard on yourself.
And representing Phil Lee is pretty close to a full-time job.
Don't have they abolished the statute of limitations? I mean, what's going on with that? Do I need to talk to another lawyer?
You can't possibly outlive them.
Okay. Philip, you can learn more at Phil Lee. One, O-N-E, Philly.
And it's a great
One.
Website.
It's
got
a lot
illustrations,
there.
Movies. Paul Needham with Mohawk Productions, he's a genius.
That's actually...
Making people like me look good. So.
Well, and you know, Phil has really got his chops, and we are joking around a lot. But, I mean, Phil's been playing for a long time, and... it's really a pleasure to have you here, especially, you know, a scant, 15 hours or so after you were performing last night.
Yeah, I agreed to something. I don't I said, yeah, radio show. What are you talking about?
You know,
it's Larry's show. I said, well, if Larry's show, we got to go.
Well, a lot of times we don't put in the AM or PM. We just say, hey, yeah, it's at 11 the next day. And we get people a lot that way. We don't.
But I'm an early riser, so this is great. As a matter of fact, I peaked an hour before the show started. So I'm just kind of phoning it in at this point.
We probably have time for two more if got them in you.
You're working me like a barred mule.
Well, one or two more. It's up to you.
Okay.
Up to you.
I need to get my blood pumping again. So I'll do one of my rare co-writes. I don't co-write much because I don't need the help, really. But this is called She Ran Out of Give Before I Ran Out of Take. Nancy Peacock, the acclaimed author, who is just doing great, got a new book coming out. So buy all her books, and then every time I sing this song, she gets about a penny or something.
That's Nancy's fault.
It gives me a chance to say that MJ just wrote to say, hey, Jude has na-na-na-na-na-na-na's in it, too. Thanks, MJ.
I think I can sue them over that, can't I?
Yeah, well, I was always on the winning end. She would go to work, she would come back home again. Seems everything she did it for my sake. She ran out of give, before I ran out of take. She ran out of give, now she's gone. She said, let's see how you do, boy, on your own. Life to me was one long coffee break. She ran out of give before I ran out of take.
I'm not going to try to do it three times. That's right enough for radio, right? Well, sometimes at dawn I'd come staggering in. She never even asked me, where in the world have you been?
She would rub my back, ask me, had I ate? I never did say thank you, maybe that was my mistake. She'll say, I never loved her, it ain't true. I was just doing like a fool will always do. I headed to the floor, she had to bring. She ran out of give, before I ran out of take. She ran out of give, before I ran out of tea. She ran out of give, I tell you.
Yeah.
Phil Lee.
Sometimes the simpler ones are the harder ones for some reason.
We'll fix it up in post. There's enough.
In post.
Yes, there's enough delay here in the with the internet and the radio world that, you know, we can still get to it before it gets out.
Well, I
got a
gig tonight, but I can come in for a couple hours. We can make this thing sound faintly like music.
That's the great thing about radio, you know? It's nice.
Why did I put on the suit? Why am I with the rhinestones and everything?
Some of us can see you.
There are no television cameras.
They're
something else you left out.
I always said you look best on radio.
Yeah. Where are you playing tonight?
Streetsboro, Ohio, at the Honky Tonk House Concert with Big J and Tammy.
Okay, so there are some folks tuned in now who might be able to see us since we have listeners in Eastern Ohio plus an affiliate in Central Ohio. I don't know where Streetsboro
is. It is Kent.
It is Kent. Oh, excellent.
It's an hour and 22 minutes away from here.
Sure. So there may be some folks looking for you there. And Kent has such a great folk tradition there, too. You'll do well there. And then the CD is available. I was looking at the website. It's Phil Lee One. It almost looks like Phil Leone.
That was somebody else's department.
Yeah.
You can get it anywhere. Amazon, CD Baby,
at the Bottle Brush
Gallery.
Conveniently located at the Bottle Brush Gallery.
Yeah, that's a local place.
Yeah. You can
buy my house. I'll sell my copy.
Yeah.
He'll sell you a signed copy.
Yeah, Bob will sell you a signed copy. That's the good news. The bad news is it's Bob that's signing it.
Bad Bob.
What do you want to close up with, Phil?
I can do the one, an oldie called Babylon. That's on the record, You Should Have Known Me Then.
Hey, thanks for being here.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. It's great. You're going to go with us to the Greek restaurant, right?
Actually, I'm still here on duty today.
Amos can do this show.
Yeah,
you've seen how it works,
Amos.
Right, Amos?
Amos is 9. Have you picked up enough? No, he says no.
You can say and do anything you want. It's like...
I wasn't even paying attention. I was just putting my game on.
Okay, kill Amos's mic.
Yeah, Amos is...
Forgive me for not writing in so long. I have been sick in my room. I guess you know that's not quite true. It's just that with her gone, she's gone. I've been thinking more about you. I haven't forgotten you or anything like that. Yeah, really much. Believe me, when I say things here, they're about the same. Me and the boys, we're going under another name. We're living in this ghost town now, where the hollow creatures lurk. You recall poor James, the blue flames. Now they're calling themselves the lonely berserk. The night lays low on the boulevards of Babylon. For the blood flows free, cause the boys play hard in Babylon. Don't you know it? I kinda like it here. It is my kind of town, honey, I miss you. What'd you expect me to say? You want a straight answer? All right, I am not coming home, cause you know that there is nothing left for me but you. Could be I'm not your darling no more. Maybe I never was. For the night lays low on the boulevard, Babylon. The blood flows free, cause the boys play hard in Babylon. Don't you know I kinda like it here? It is my kind of town, and we'll be sailing slowly in that concrete sea. The nocturnal haunts in a lower key. Strange voices in the night call out to me. There's a lot I meant to do for you in Babylon. Sometimes dreams just don't come true in Babylon. I'm gonna make it up to you someday, somewhere, somehow. Oh, no, there ain't no saints hanging out on that street in Babylon.
You'll hear no complaint on a satin sheet in Babylon. And there's more that I could say. All you have to watch your tongue in Babylon.
Phil Lee, thank you.